I saw an angel falling down. And when I saw her face, it took my breath away.
I am Pastor Floyd Hughes, and I have with me Lene, Melanie, Rachel, and
Becky,
Rachel's sister. So for those of you that don't know, most of you know that Lene and Melanie are sisters, but Rachel and Becky are also sisters. So Melissa will be joining us soon, who's like a sister. But the topic that we're going to jump into is one we've done before. As we head into summer, we start talking about pre-summer preparation, planning for summer travel, summer activities. But before we get into the summer activities, can we talk about graduations, Rachel?
Sure.
Okay, tell us about the graduation. How was it?
Super sweet. It was well thought out, and I never thought I'd do a kindergarten graduation, one of my never evers. And here I was on Sunday, never evering at a get up. And yeah, it was really nice. Our church did a great job with it, and the congregation gave the kids lots of cards, and they, you know, put a few dollars in, and the kids weren't expecting that. So they were all excited, and it just made them feel really loved and appreciated. So it was nice.
Now, what was she graduating from? From what?
Kindergarten.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
And
So
it is
that's
such a big step, and she worked so hard. They all did. And then they also did a graduation for the seniors. And yeah. And just the pastor gave them all like a charge to like stand firm in your faith and bright. It was, and then he charged the parents too. So it was nice.
Now,
Nerve-wracking, but nice.
that is so awesome. That is
Yeah.
cool. So, there were no other graduations, right? I'm not missing anyone. Okay. All right. So now, let's talk about summer plans for the kiddos. Well, let me ask this. Who's traveling? Who has summer plans where they know they're going to be traveling? Lene raised her hand. Melanie raised her hand. Okay, Melissa raised her hand. No
I just
traveling.
traveled to
Becky
Rachel's.
raised her hand. Okay, all right. So here we go. And I'm just because I'm going around clockwise because that's the way you show up on my screen. So I'm going to start with Lene. How do you prepare for travel? And are you traveling by plane? Or are you traveling by car?
We are traveling by car, and we have in the past, and it's been fine. You just have to have a DVD player, snacks, and a travel potty. Those are like the three must-haves. And
now,
you're good.
Wait, how far are you traveling? Is it like 2 hours, 5 hours?
I actually don't know how many hours it is. I want to say like 8.
Okay, so it's a significant, it's not like a just a quick 3 hour deal. It's 8 hours in the car with two children.
Yes. Well, we actually, this will be the third very long trip that we've driven with the kids.
Right. So snacks, DVD player. Is it just like one that plugs into the lighter car thingy?
We have one of those as a backup, but our car has one built in. So that is what we use. But I think we are going to be traveling in a rental vehicle, so we are going to be taking a DVD player with us.
I was going to say, when you look for a car, is that one of the requirements? Good gas mileage, DVD player?
A DVD player is a must.
Yeah.
Absolute must.
Okay. All right. So snacks, DVD player. What other things you do to prepare road trip wise?
Oh, that's basically it. As long as we have all the stuff we need, that's it.
Oh, and travel potty. Forgot about that.
Yes, very important. I mean, it wasn't on our last trips, but this past one and this one, it is very important.
Okay. All right. Mel, you're taking a, are you going by car or are you going by plane? What are you doing?
car, and it's about a 12-hour trip. We're going to North Carolina. I think that's how long it is. I kind of just try not to think about it. But definitely snacks, more snacks, and even more snacks. And I was going to say urinal, but travel potty is even better. And the DVD player, that's, yeah, absolutely. And I always bring, like, a notepad, like, all the different, like, watercolor things where it dries up and it loses all its color, and then you color it again and it all comes back. He spends hours on that.
Oh, okay. Do you bring any, like, physical toys or stuff, or just the DVD player is sufficient for the car?
That is the main car one, but he'll get bored of it, and I'm sure it hurts their eyes after so long. So I try to bring a bunch of different things for them to color and just clean up the mess of crayons and stuff afterwards.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to ask you some specifics about the snacks. Are you bringing fruit? Are you bringing crunchy stuff? Are you bringing individual stuff in a bag? Or do you buy big boxes of stuff and then you put it in a Ziploc bag?
I usually wash up a whole bunch of fruit and a whole bunch of vegetables and have a cooler back there with him with drinks, the healthy snacks and everything. And then I hide the crunchy goody snacks for whenever it's most needed.
When he's like, I'm done with this. Are we there yet? Are we there yet? Are we there yet?
Melody, yeah, mine doesn't go that way. I'm like tossing food in the back. Like, here, it's fine. Just
like
eat whatever you
food
want.
Into the cage. Here you go.
I'll be yelling, Caden, grab that out of the cooler and give it to me.
All right. So, but Mel, you said 12 hours. Do you guys stop overnight, or you guys go straight through? Do you stop every couple
we
hours?
We usually try to start at midnight and drive so he's sleeping most of the time.
Ooh.
And then around 5 o'clock is when I crash. So we pull into a truck stop wherever, and we take like a 3-hour nap probably. And then we just keep on keeping on.
Okay. All right. So starting overnight, I know my son does that. When he comes up here from North Carolina, they'll leave at like midnight or 1 in the morning so that Odie is asleep for most of the trip. Okay.
We started that by chance because Tad was working midnights or I was working midnights. And so we came after, or 3-11s. And after we got home, we just hit the road.
Oh, that makes sense. Okay. All right. So moving on to Melissa. You're traveling. Are you going by car or are you going by plane?
We're going by plane. We're going to Ireland this year. We have traveled with Jax by car, and I took my niece and my nephew by car, and we went to somewhere in the Carolinas, like 2 or 3 years ago, and we kind of did the same thing. We just packed a bunch of snacks. For this trip, my kid doesn't eat fruits and vegetables, so that's like an automatic no, and I wouldn't want to cart them through the airport anyways, but Jax doesn't eat healthy. He does have a kid's meal for his long flight, though. So he's going to get chicken nuggets and tater tots. So it'll appease his sophisticated palate. And then for entertainment, like, we'll download Netflix, like some movies and stuff on his phone since he won't have service. And he's going to take like some toys in his carry-on.
Oh, okay. So he's going to take some stuff to keep himself entertained. Movies on Netflix. Okay. All right. How long is the flight? That's well, you guys have a flight way over.
Yeah, we're like the way there, we're traveling all day. We'll leave the house at 5 a.m. Our flight takes off at like 8:30, and then we land in New York at JFK, and then I booked us a hotel at JFK because we have an 8-hour layover. And then I think it's like 6:30 or 7:30 at night is when our flight takes off to Ireland. And then we have a 6-hour flight to get there. And then we'll arrive in Ireland at like 5:30 in the morning.
Okay. So you guys have kind of broken it up a lot. That's good. Definitely don't leave JFK. Born and raised in New York City. Do not leave JFK. You might think, oh, we can go see the city. No,
I don't do people. I don't do people to the point that I didn't want to sit in the airport for 8 hours. That's why I got a hotel room that is inside of the airport so I can avoid people for even the 8 hours that I have to be around them.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So Jax is older. Have you guys flown with him before?
No, this is Jax's first flight ever.
Ever. Okay.
We have traveled with Jax since he's a little guy.
Wait, say that again?
We've traveled with Jax like by car since he was like younger than Rita and Roscoe, though, because he's always gone to Indiana and stuff. So we started traveling with him when he was like maybe like 6 months or so. We were like going back and forth, which is like an 8-hour road trip. Him on a plane, I think he's going to be excited. I'm worried about like takeoff and landing for him because like I said, we have that little flight to New York. So if that goes bad, it's going to be really difficult to get him on the flight again to get onto Ireland. And I don't want to be like that mom dragging my kid onto the plane because I'm that mom that will drag my child onto the plane.
Yeah. But you know what? And if you're doing it in New York City, you won't be the only mom.
Yeah, it's normal. Everything's fine. It'll be great.
Yeah, it'll be fine. But I think Jax, he'll be okay. He'll be okay.
Yeah, I think he'll be okay. I flew a lot when I was younger. So, I mean, it was always like normal for me. So I'm hoping since he's starting at least on the younger side.
Yeah.
He'll just be used to it.
Well, that's good. That's good. All right. So other than like entertainment, Netflix, toys for him, any special things to keep him occupied? So snacks instead of a DVD player, him downloading Netflix. How is he going to be? Because he loves his games. How is he going to be? And they're all like online. Are you guys going to like pay for the online, like the in-air internet so he can play his games?
No, I'm not paying for Aer Lingus's crappy Wi-Fi to get him. Because then I got to listen to Jack scream every 2 seconds about how his internet isn't connecting or how he got killed because of something. Like I said, he's allowed to download like a season of The Simpsons or like a couple movies on Netflix. And I think the plane plays like a free movie too, so he can watch whatever movie it is. But our long flight's overnight-ish. Like, we take off at 7:30 our time, so I'm hoping everybody will kind of nap on the Ireland flight, and that way when we land, we can just, like, hit the ground running, because we don't check into our hotel until 3, but they'll take our luggage at 7. So once we land, we're just starting the day.
So this is not just his first, like, flight. This is a full-on, like, 2 days of travel international. Not like let's fly to North Carolina or Florida.
Yeah, no.
It's like,
yeah, and we planned it in like 4 months, and none of us besides my brother's son, dude, he has left the country millions of times, but Bill's mom, me and Jax, none of us have ever left the country. So it's all of our first international flight. Bill hasn't flown in probably like 15 years. His mom hasn't flown since she was like 19. And Jordan flies all the time, but he's a big baby, so he'll have a panic attack the whole time. Okay. Yeah, Jordan has to like look out the window, and then he counts the minutes on his phone because he's seen like a statistic somewhere that if your plane goes down, it's within like the first 15 or the last 15 minutes of your flight.
Wow. So
from the moment that the plane touches the air, he starts counting it on his phone, and then he stares out the window to look at the land to see if they're going in the right direction. And I guess it like helps him process life. I don't know.
Yeah, whatever works. Whatever works.
Because sometimes it's your older children that are the issue. It's not the little ones.
Yeah. But remind me after this, once we stop recording, because I don't want to weird anyone out. I have 2 flying stories. But, right. So, Becky, you're traveling.
I keep it short, like just family. So, like Rachel's, and then Marty has a niece, or we have a niece out in Ohio. So, yeah, we keep it short, like 2 hours tops.
Okay, so you don't need to even 2 hours. That's kind of, what do you guys do to keep her entertained? Or does she just sleep? I love it because my kids were young, 15 minutes in, and they were out, and they just slept until we got there.
Not with my little one. She does not sleep, but definitely the snacks, and then probably breaks, you know, every hour with her, at least, you know, we'll stop somewhere she can run around for a little bit.
Okay, that works. That's reasonable. Now, you guys have already done multiple trips with her, right? So she's kind of used to it by now?
I mean, yeah, it's I think we got to see what she needs, you know, as far as trips goes. So, because before we were trying to just get there, like drive straight, and it's just, it's hard for a little one to sit still and or to be in a car seat for a long period of time. So, yeah, we just make stops for her and, you know, have her stretch out a little bit.
All right, Rachel, any trips that you have planned?
Nope. We're staying here.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the kids would like to visit at least 8 different pools in the area. So that's on our bucket list, and we think that would be fun to do because they do not like the car. So, right, we're okay with that. Maybe they might grow into the car later.
No,
but
I ride in it.
Well, we feel like we spend a lot of time in the car. Yeah.
Ow, I'll kind of stop.
Yeah, and all that happens, and that's just a lot to handle. So, yeah, maybe when they get older, we'll do that.
So, other than, and this is a great, great segue into, so for people not traveling, what are some good summer activities other than hitting up all the pools, which is a great idea? Any local parks that they're looking to hit up?
Erie Zoo.
Yeah, we'll do that. And we like to go blueberry picking.
Yeah, and strawberry days.
Yeah, there's so much stuff to do around here. We're going to enjoy it all. Yeah, and they even have like
go to a lot of yard sales.
And yard sales.
Yard sale.
Yeah. Right. That's just keep it
right. Yeah.
Thanks. Yeah. Just keep it simple. Right. I make a lot of memories that way.
So what about Lene and Mel and Melissa? Do you guys have any? I know you guys are traveling, but when you're not traveling, summer activities. How do you keep the kiddos occupied?
We bought a giant inflatable water slide. That looks like a bounce house material kind of slide for the kids to play on. And that's been kind of fun. But I think that will only hold their attention for so long. Our goal this summer is to go to Kennywood as many times as we can because we have a pass. And we want to make the most of it.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, Kennywood's great, but also passes to water parks, passes to museums, passes to... you don't need a pass, but library activities. We always talk about that because our librarians, West Jefferson Hills, they're rock stars. They have all kind of activities. They have so many family-oriented things going on all the time. What about reading stuff at the library? Anyone doing that?
Oh, yes. We signed up for 2 summer reading programs, and ours has like pool parties and
fun stuff.
Yeah, Italian. Yeah, they do a really nice job up here too. So, right, we could do.
We're gonna watch Indiana Jones tonight.
Yeah, they do Monday movie matinees for the kids.
Early movies.
Yeah, STEM programs, Italian lessons. Did I say that?
Yes, you did.
Okay.
Yeah, I feel like libraries are underrated. They do so many amazing programs for. They're like the community centers.
Right. Yeah, we really love the bingo.
Yeah, we get prizes from it.
Oh, that's awesome. Okay, what about? I think I already covered all this stuff. But I will say this: there is one thing that is coming up in July, Kids Fest in Elizabeth at, I forget the name of the park, Duke Park, where we're going to get there's going to be a lot of churches doing activities for the kids, and we're going to get a booth, and the moms are going to, I forgot what the activity is, but we're also going to try to get other moms to tell us what they want to hear on the podcast. So here's a question for you guys. If And I'll start with Rachel. Actually, I'll start with Becky. So, Becky, you're at this park with your daughter, and you go to one of the booths, and they're like, hey, we do a podcast for moms. What topics would you be interested in hearing us talk about? What would you suggest?
I would say activities, maybe something other, well, maybe like, since I work with a lot of special needs, maybe special need kids, stuff they might like. I feel like that would be something different, because I know my little one has sensory issues, so I'm always looking for suggestions. So yeah, I would say that would be something I would ask for.
Oh, that's an awesome topic. That is awesome. Melissa, what about you? They walk up and you walk up and they're like, hey, we do a podcast for moms and we're looking for topics to talk about. What would you as a mom be interested in us talking about?
That's a good one. I don't actually listen to podcasts at all. I unfortunately don't even listen to our podcast.
I am going to edit that out.
Yeah, please, can we skip me? Can we? Can
I have never this listened one time? To a podcast ever.
Yeah, oh, I don't. I've tried so hard to listen to them, even like celebrities and like stupid people that I follow on TikTok. I'm like, oh, I would. I don't. My ADD doesn't allow
skip
it.
Skip her. Skip her. Yeah, just, skip her.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, we're gonna
have a video on my watch it either.
Oh my gosh, Rachel, what would you approach and they say, hey, we're doing a podcast for moms. What would you like to hear us talk about?
I would just say safety issues. Like I kind of feel like, not that we live in a bubble, but there's a lot of things that I don't think about, and just how to be more vigilant when you're out with your kids, because it just kind of feels like there's new things coming out all the time that I don't know about. So how else do you learn about them except if you talk to each other?
That's a good one. Yeah. That's a good one. All right, Melanie, you're up.
Maybe like ways to get kids into groups safely and where you could possibly go in groups. Because like, I'd love to go out with all of Caden's cousins on both sides of the family and go out and do stuff. But if we have that many kids, I can't count that much that often to keep them in check. And that scares the heck out of me, and it keeps me from organizing anything.
Oh, that's a good point. So how do you, like, and I think, Rachel, before we started doing the podcast, we were talking about trying to find some way to do some kind of mom's meetup. That's still something that's in the back of our head. I'm trying to figure something out to do some kind of mom's meetup, and what would it look like? And, you know, how could it be that to meet up so the moms could actually enjoy the meetup without just coming to a different place and chasing after all their kids? So yeah, that's good. That's something, I'll put that down. And Lene, what about you?
I am not so sure. I don't know what I would want. Would I listen to a podcast? Probably not. I don't know. This is a difficult.
I'm like shocked that
I don't even know how to listen to podcasts. I've listened to ours like two times. And that was it. It was a link. I clicked on it. I have never ever listened to a podcast.
And I'm going to edit that out as well. But no, I can understand that, because after you've already said everything, you were here, so there's no need to listen to it again. So that makes sense. That doesn't hurt my heart as much as some of the other comments. But okay. All right. Well, that's good. Pray that everyone has safe travels, gets safe, gets to their destination safely and home safely, gets downtime with their family over the summer, gets to engage in all of the great summer activities, eats all the summer food, enjoys all the summer pools, all the summer fun, And hopefully, if you are in the Elizabeth, PA area or the Jefferson Hills area, we'll be talking more about Kids Fest and the booth that the moms will host. All right, but thank you guys. Have an awesome rest of your night.
When